Lowe's knows that more projects mean more tools. For a limited time, new and existing MyLowe's Rewards credit card members can get 12-month special financing on purchases of $299 or more, in-store and online. Don't wait to get the things you need. Get special financing today. Lowe's. We help. You save. Now through August 27th, choose 12-month special financing on purchases of $299 or more. Offer subject to credit approval and cannot be combined. Minimum monthly payments required. See store at Lowe's.com for details.
Health Minister calms fears as he assures Ghanaians the recent surge in COVID-19 is localized and under control, contradicting expert assessment that the cases are widespread, indicating a possible complex situation.
The recent COVID-19 cases are localized at the University of Ghana community only. I'm proud to inform this House that the cases were detected through Ghana's influenza surveillance system and confirmed by the Noguchi Memorial Institute for Medical Research.
We have details from Kwame Nintah Kando's urgent statement in Parliament, where he has reviewed 107 cases have been recorded so far, but he says the state has gotten all of them under control. We speak to people who matter on this particular subject here on Top Story, always brought to you by Telecel, connecting energies. Well, tonight, Health Minister Kwame Nintah Kando is calming Ghanaians, insisting there is no cause for alarm over the recent rising cases of COVID-19 in the country. You'll recall that more than 300 suspected cases have been reported so far, as have been recorded by the country. But we understand now that we have 107 cases that have been confirmed. There are, however, no hospitalizations and fatalities as we speak. Barely 24 hours ago, the Noguchi Memorial Institute warned that Ghana is currently not only experiencing a localized resurgence of COVID-19, but is also receiving cases from different parts of the country. Professor Kofi Boni is head of virology at the Noguchi Memorial Institute.
Then way down, somewhere in May, we started getting cases from other regions. Eastern region, we have some few cases there. Greater Accra, some parts outside the university district, the district that university is fine, is situated. We have some cases coming in. Volta region, Ashanti region. So we have had cases from all these regions. But you see, what broke the camel's back was 2 weeks ago, where we had an overwhelming number of cases from the university community. That is what maybe gave reason to the circular that the university sent around, that then the university community should be aware of what is happening so that they will take the needed precautions. So yes, it is not a localized resurgence, I would say. We'll be having these cases, and it is expected because we are in the rainy season. And during this time, we are expected to have a lot of these respiratory infections coming up, especially the influenza-like illness. Yes, we are talking about not causing severe disease, but spreading very fast and getting a wider scope of people, I mean, within a short time. But when we have vulnerable groups within the society, then we should be very careful, because it may not be so severe on the very, let's say, immune-competent persons or younger ones. But what about those who are vulnerable in the society?
So that was the head of virology at the Noguchi Memorial Institute, Professor Kofi Boni, speaking to us barely 24 hours ago, talking about the fact that the resurgence isn't localized and that they are getting cases from other parts of the country. However, delivering an urgent statement in Parliament, the Health Minister, Kwame Nintah Kando, explains that the situation is under control and currently confined to just the University of Ghana campus. Listen to him.
The recent COVID-19 cases are localized at the University of Ghana community only. I'm proud to inform this House that the cases were detected through Ghana's influenza surveillance system and confirmed by the Noguchi Memorial Institute for Medical Research. This national network of centennial sites operates across all 16 regions. While many countries have scaled down or even stopped routine COVID-19 testing, Ghana has continued to integrate COVID-19 monitoring into its broader surveillance of respiratory viruses. This foresight and commitment to preparedness allowed us to detect the current outbreak easily and respond swiftly. It is a clear demonstration of Ghana's leadership in maintaining vigilance even at the end of the global emergency phase. This should reassure all Ghanaians that should there be any cases outside the university campus, our surveillance system remains active and ready to detect and respond effectively. Mr. Speaker, as at now, 316 suspected cases, 107 of those cases have been confirmed as COVID-19. Fortunately, Mr. Speaker, there are no hospitalizations and, more importantly, no deaths.
So that was Kwabena Minta Akandoh there contradicting what Professor Kofi Boni had told us earlier. Now, the health minister revealed further that a spread was occasioned by a recent All Week celebration on the University of Ghana campus. He explains that all support have been provided to the University of Ghana to help it contain the spread.
Mr. Speaker, so far, the outbreak is limited to the university community. It has not spread widely to other parts of Accra or the rest of the country. As I mentioned earlier, all confirmed cases are recovering well. Mr. Speaker, after sending a team to investigate, we found a few key issues that fueled the spread. The biggest factor was a recent hall celebration held in the university. These events brought large crowds together with little use of face masks or distancing. Following our investigations, even after the university community became aware, we also noticed a drop in adherence to basic COVID-19 safety protocols and some challenges with contact tracing. Mr. Speaker, once the first signals came in, we moved quickly. Here's what we did. Sent a national team to work with university and municipal health authorities, held meetings with the Director General of Ghana Health Service, head of Noguchi, and the School of Public Health. We issued alerts to all health facilities nationwide. The university suspended all whole week activities, launched a campus-wide education campaign using posters, campus radio, and student leaders.
So that is Kwabena Minta Akandoh there. Now, meanwhile, the health minister has revealed that he has set up a specialized desk at the health ministry to directly deal with any person or persons seeking to donate any health material or equipment to Ghana. He says he wants to end the previous situations where such materials were stuck at the ports.
We keep getting calls from people outside the country, all over, in the whole world. Oh, we have consumables, we want to come and donate to Ghana. We have some equipment, we want to come and donate to Ghana. But once we get to Ghana, we go through frustrations in clearing and what have you. The policy direction from today is that we have created a desk at the ministry. So if you have any equipment, any donation whatsoever that you are going to give us free of charge to contribute to the health needs of the country, you come to that desk or you call that desk, we'll then take you to the processes. You consign the consignment to the ministry. And once it gets here, we will then expedite action on the waiver. So you will not be asked to pay any duty on the items you are going to donate. And so the ministry stands ready. If there's a need, and it will even requires that people from the ministry must travel outside the country to assess the equipment, especially when they are in large quantities. Whether or not we have the need for those equipment, or those equipment are in good condition, we will then send our people to travel outside the country to go and assess the conditions of these equipment or consumables before they are brought into the country. And for that matter, I will announce a line that anybody interested can call so that you will help us together to build a very strong and robust health system in the country.
Oh, this is Top Story, brought to you always by Telecel, connecting energies. My name is Samuel Kojo Brice. Now, time for us to bring in people who really understand what's happening. And to join us is Professor Kofi Boni, head of virology at the Noguchi Memorial Institute. He is joining us via phone now. Prof, I'm grateful to you for joining us here. In terms of, the spread, we hear 107 cases. Do we have more confirmed yet?
Yes, so I think that's the number. Sorry, let me just thank you and also greet all your discerning listeners. So that's the number that has been given so far from the health service. So that's the number that we are working with.
And in terms of, samples that are coming in for you to test, how widespread are these?
Where I work is couples as the National Influenza Center. And if we say National Influenza Center, what they do is we have different health facilities across the country. So any influenza-like illness that is reported in these health facilities, they bring it over to the center for it to be tested. And it is not only tested for SARS-CoV-2, which causes COVID-19, but for all other respiratory infections, including influenza, respiratory syncytial virus, and all that. So that is what we do. So we don't focus only on COVID-19 cases.
Okay. And in terms of the COVID-19, are we still getting more samples coming in?
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. In terms of influenza-like illness, we have to note that it usually has a trend. During the rainy season, the number of cases go up. So it is expected that when we started this rainy season, we will start having the number of influenza-like cases going up from the different health facilities that we have around. So certainly it has gone up. It has gone up. But it is not restricted, or it is not limited to only the COVID-19 cases.
Yeah. All right. I'm grateful to you. But from where you said, what do we need to do to get ourselves, protected from this?
Yeah, but since they are respiratory infections, we still require that respiratory etiquette should be observed by all. And we talk about wearing of the masks, hand washing regularly, distancing yourself from somebody who is obviously coughing or sneezing, and the all other protocols that we need to adhere to when we were at the height of the pandemic some years back.
Okay, all right. I'm grateful to you, sir, for joining us here. Professor Joseph Humphrey Kofi Boni is a research fellow at the Noguchi Memorial Institute for Medical Research. This is a good time for us to bring in Tony Goodman, who speaks for the health ministry. Tony, I'm grateful to you for joining. Now, if the health minister says, according to recent data, this is only confined to the university, what exactly does he mean when Noguchi is also telling us that this goes beyond just the university?
Thank you and good evening to our listeners. The minister referred to the current outbreak of COVID-19 and said that it is actually confined within the four walls of the University of Ghana. And then you also mentioned that the system is picking up influenza-like outbreak in some communities across the country. He's also mentioned that the system has picked up MPOS, which is also currently raging some havoc in the country, and has promised that the system is ready to curb this and to make sure that this does not spread further. This morning, before the minister went to Parliament, he was in University of Ghana, met with the Provost Chancellor, other health workers within the University of Ghana, and made sure that the needed logistics that is needed to fight this virus was provided, and we're told that the case is gradually reducing. That is why the minister has said that the case is actually within
How can we trust that indeed the cases are just confined to University of Ghana when the whole week wasn't just attended by just university students, but some other people who are not students joined in this whole celebration?
Yes, but our system is telling us the information we are giving out. It is the same system we have put in place that has actually announced or has informed us that we have this virus on campus. The same system is telling us that we don't have it because within the Ayawaso West Wogon area, the system is there. If we have it outside the campus, we will know. But as we speak, we don't have. And we will let people know where we have them, because that is also a means of curbing the spread. Don't forget that we have about centenary centers across the country and across the system regions. So definitely whatever disease, virus we pick, we'll go in there and we'll announce to the public. So the system is robust and ready to pick some of those viruses and diseases.
So you're asking us to trust your system, but we must not trust Noguchi, which is going into the testing of the samples that you're sending there.
Yes, the system includes Noguchi. Mm. Ghana Health System includes Noguchi. So what I'm talking about, I'm not saying the Ministry of Health or Ghana Health Service in isolation. We work together. We were with Noguchi here in the ministry yesterday. We went to the campus with the Ghana Health Service to speak to. So it is a system. It is not as though we are working in isolation, working together, making sure that we complement whatever efforts the other is doing.
I ask this because earlier we were told that the COVID-19 cases that are, resurfacing are not just confined to the University of Ghana campus, but the minister says it's only confined. That's why I wanted to understand whether or not we have to trust you as against the center that is doing the testing itself.
I would stick to what I've said earlier, that this particular COVID is within University of Ghana. However, we have other influenza-like diseases that we are picking across the country. These are not only on campus, but at various places, and we are monitoring, and we will actually speak to the public regarding what we are seeing. They may be talking to you about that flu you are referring to as COVID, but we know that there are other flu that is showing as though it's COVID out there, and we are dealing with that as well.
In terms of contact tracing, because like I said, other people attended these all week that who are not just students. How is it looking like?
You know, the system is up. Surveillance is currently much on alert. However, if you have some of those sicknesses or diseases and you don't turn up to any hospital, you don't show up at where we are supposed to pick this, it will be difficult. Let's be frank. So it is proper at this moment for all of us to report to hospitals or health facilities when we suspect anything or we are not well. Let's quickly report. That is the only way the system can pick some of those things and then alert the national surveillance system.
So with the 107 cases confirmed so far, How many contact traces do we have?
I don't have the specific, but out of the 316, with the rest are currently under contact tracing, the 107 is what we have already confirmed. So out of the 316, 107 is out, the rest are being traced currently until we get the results out.
But I mean, with the 107 that have been confirmed, they may also, as we understood from the COVID era, then you trace the number of people that these 107 people have come into contact with.
Exactly.
That's why I want to know, how many people have we tracked down so far?
That is what I'm saying. I don't have the figure, but the system is currently following up on persons that have come in contact with these persons who have currently been confirmed having this virus. The system is holding them. Don't forget, the way our system is that if we realize that in a house you have one or two persons who have come in contact with these persons who have been confirmed, then they become our contacts. So the system is currently dealing with these persons. When we went into the community, we spoke to the district health management team, and they tell us that they are currently on campus making sure that these persons who have come in contact with them are currently being traced. When we went to the hospital, some of them were brought actually to the student clinic and are currently going through screening. You know, it's periodical. They come, they screen them, they go. So the system is currently doing that on campus.
But this whole week happened, I think, 2 weeks ago, right?
Yes.
I mean, it's not quite strange that we are not able to tell the numbers of contacts that have been traced to these 107 at least confirmed cases.
You do contact tracing. You may have those who actually came in contact with persons who have been confirmed also having contact with others. The system will tell you that we are tracing this number of persons. We are currently tracing this number. As I speak to you, I don't have that number. I need not to throw any figure out there. I should be sure of the number I put out there. But I can tell you that the system is currently dealing with persons who have come in contact with those who have COVID-19.
Will the COVID-19 dashboard come up so that we can go there daily to see what's happening?
We normally deal with threshold. Immediately we get to a threshold where we are supposed to, we cannot create a threshold for only the University of Ghana campus. We have other factors, variables we need to look at. If we move out of that campus, that means that we are looking at the whole country or looking at a particular region. But this is a place within Greater Accra. So our hope is to make sure that we marshal our efforts to bring this particular virus to its barest minimum. So that is what we are doing. When we get to where we have to be sharing dashboard, we will let you know. But we've not reached that threshold. It's currently within a community and has to be dealt with.
Tony, kindly stay with me. Let me bring in the member of the Health Committee of Parliament, Alexander Kwesi Akwa. Grateful to you, sir, for joining. Now, the minister came to you to brief you. How satisfied were you with the responses or with what he briefed you on?
Well, good evening to you and to your listeners. I would say when last Friday we were trying to get a minister to come and brief Parliament, we knew what we were doing, even though there were some hesitation from the majority side. But I would say that it was important he came, because at least he's been able to put to rest the fear of most Ghanaians. And we want to rely on his assurance that, look, it's under control.
So you also do agree with him that this is under control, but what else can we do to ensure that we don't get to that period where it moves just beyond the University of Ghana campus?
Well, clearly, I mean, if anybody said that posterity would judge Nana Addo-Dankwa Akufo-Addo and the past government, this is the period that we need to bring that up, because we have lessons from the past. We did a lot of planning and preparation, and I guess because of how it was handled in the past, it becomes a bit easier for this government to assure Ghanaians that it can contain it. We may want to now improve on the communication, the public awareness. The public needs to be reminded about the importance of basic public health measures like wearing masks, hand hygiene and physical distancing, and then perhaps the preparedness of the healthcare professionals. I had the spokesperson of the ministry talking about how prepared they are. You know, we need to have a very good prepared system so that we can contain it if it happens to go beyond our acceptable range.
All right. I'm grateful to you, Alain, on the question, Akwa. Let me bring in Tony Goodman again. Tony, so beyond the University of Ghana, in terms of the surveillance that we're using to ensure we track down any cases of COVID-19, what is it looking like in terms of what we've done throughout the country?
Yeah, what we've done as a country, for me, it's good. Just that we were concentrating on University of Ghana until we got to know that there is this other flu-like virus also rearing its ugly head in some areas, some campuses. So that is the only thing that the system is currently looking at. That, you know, we have to be thankful as a country that we have a robust system. We have a system that picks some of those things quickly. Since the era of Ebola, when we were able to put in place a better preparedness plan, left this country to go fight Ebola in other country and won. I'm sure that is where we got a better preparedness plan, a better surveillance plan, contact tracing plan, risk communication and social mobilization plan. That is actually what has actually helped this country.
Okay.
What other countries are doing in terms of continuous vaccination and all that. Thankfully, in Ghana, we have tested and we have tried treatment of COVID in Ghana. And when we get to that portion too, we'll look at it. So COVID is treatable in Ghana.
But Tony, you mentioned some flu-like, strain that you've come across. What is that one?
Now, yes, that is how it's also an influenza. This is separate from what is happening on campus.
Yeah, but what is that called?
We'll get to the name very soon. Mm-hmm. But that is why we are saying it's flu-like. Noguchi, Ghana Health Service and the Ministry of Health, that is what we have picked up. And then we are currently looking into that.
All right.
I'm sure mostly when you have the rains, because of the season, when the rains start coming in, and that also show up and then comes with cholera and all that.
Okay, Tony.
So we just have to use this opportunity to advise our citizenry that what we are looking at is not only COVID, there are other things like cholera, we clean our environments, adhere to personal hygiene, and make sure that the food we eat are warm, and then we'll be okay.
Tony Goodman, I'm grateful to you. He is the spokesperson for the health ministry. And that's is it for Top Story, brought to you by Telecel Connect and Energies. It's now time for us to bring you news.